bud burst and leaf flush in spring requires water to be supplied rapidly to the growing plant parts. The bigger the vessels, the more water can be moved. But bigger diameter vessels are also more prone to embolism that can occur when frozen water suddenly thaws and shrinks in volume, causing an air bubble to form. Embolisms can also occur in very dry conditions when water can't be supplied fast enough by the roots to replenish water that has evaporated from the leaves. Air bubbles block the movement of water through the vessel and may be irreversible, rendering the vessels useless. If enough vessels get embolized through repeated freezing and thawing events, a tree can die. So there is a trade-off. If you have big vessels, you can support faster growth in spring, but you're more prone to freezing. This means that ring-porous trees that rely on these early wood conduits in spring are sensitive to late frosts, and thus tend to have adapted by leafing out later and dropping leaves earlier. Diffuse porous trees, on the other hand, produce large vessels for the entire growing season and are thus less sensitive to embolism. If a late frost causes some vessels to embolize, it's not as big a deal because more will be produced later. These trees are capable of leafing out earlier and dropping leaves later in the fall. Softwood species are the least likely to suffer embolism due to freeze-thaw cycles because the tracheids that make up their xylem are so much smaller in diameter. This is one reason why conifers do so much better than hardwoods in cold, temperate regions like in the boreal zone. This fall, when you notice some trees turning color and dropping their leaves earlier than others, think about their wood anatomy and how that might influence the timing of these events.